When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
A fine night for appealing. Amidst the violent wind and rain, the two hikers struggled to set up their flimsy tent along the mountain pass. The metal support rods struggled to find any purchase in the muddy dirt, and one of the tarps was blown into a ravine. I would have been quite content to sit and enjoy this brand of comedy until the sun went down, but the prospect was far too ripe to ignore. Far too opportune. I zipped on my Cheryl skin suit, boiled two thermoses of hot cocoa mix, and flopped a stiff white tablet into each. I could even smell their scent from my cabin. A pungence of fear, anxiety, and desperation. How perfect. I trekked my way through the trees, perfecting my gait. I allowed Cheryl to move quickly, but not too quickly, for she was supposed to have limited range in her knees after all. And when I reached the last set of pine branches, I parted them with a loud rustle. To my disappointment, the two hikers weren't even facing me when I arrived. I cleared my throat.
Hi there.
Both hikers turned with a startle. I channeled the vocal cords of a familiar smoker because a rasp always made for more folksy charm.
Hi, my name is Sherlene. I live nearby.
The practically soaked young man glanced nervously at his partner, then back at me.
Hi.
I laughed a quick, warm, and perfectly disarming laugh.
I couldn't help but notice you're setting up tents in this monsoon.
As soon as I said the word, a gust blew their tarp in the air. Both of them scrambled to tie it down again.
You can't camp in this. It's too dangerous.
The girl tied a cord down and looked at me with bewilderment.
Yeah, it's a little rough, but that's just Mother Nature, I guess. You'll freeze to death out here, or worse, catch cold. No, you two should come with me to my cabin.
Both of them stared at me with a frozen curiosity. A miraculous rescue from this crazy lady? I saturated my cheeks a little so they would both appear to blush.
My dears, I have a spare bedroom. Don't be silly. Come.
They swapped a few internal whispers. The boy looked up at me with a timid glance.
Are you being serious?
As a heart attack.
I chuckled again and pulled up my hood.
Wrap up your things. Let's go now before it gets dark.
They followed obediently, trying to look graceful. I could smell their anxiety softening into cautious relief. Leading the way, I peppered them with questions, giving Cheryl a neighborly, inquisitive charm. Their names were Sandra and Arvin. Recent college grads on their first summer break together, booked the camping permit a few months ago. They hadn't anticipated this bout of Junuary.
There's always a wet spell in June, I cackled. Everyone forgets about the wet spell in June.
I marched them upwards towards my beautiful abode, a log cabin constructed at the top of a small hill. I limped up the entrance steps and opened the door with a flourish.
Come in, don't be shy.
Their awe was plain. My place was immaculate. I don't tolerate a single pine needle on my polished wood-paneled floor.
You live here? Sandra asked. Year round?
I smiled, feeling the skin tighten around my face. As they put their backpacks down in my little foyer, I hung up their jackets.
Have you had some hot cocoa?
It looked like neither had had the chance, but out of politeness, they both unscrewed their lids and gave some quick sips.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Thank you so much.
After settling in, we ran around the fireplace where I was trying to get them to talk a bit more about themselves, to parch their throats a little. We swapped trivialities about the weather, my cabin, the surrounding woods, and soon, Arvin's face grew a little darker.
I don't mean to alarm you, Charlene, but we found a rib cage out on the trail.
A rib cage?
This was news to me.
Of some poor animal, you mean?
Well, that's the thing. I'm in med school, and I'm fairly certain that it was a human rib cage.
Sandra nudged her boyfriend before he could continue.
Maybe we shouldn't be sharing scary stories before bedtime.
He swallowed his words.
Right. No, sorry. Not the most appropriate.
I looked Arvin straight in the eye as I drank deep from my mug. How exciting. Some animals must have dug up my last victim.
Well, I've lived here 17 years straight, and I don't believe I've ever seen human remains.
Arwen lit up and showed me a marker on his phone.
I could give you coordinates so you could stay clear. I was going to notify the park ranger when we had reception again.
I turned a log in the fire.
I would appreciate that. You know, we do have at least one or two hikers go missing each year in this area. It's the sad truth.
They both sipped from their cocoa.
Might be the peeler folklore, Arvin said, half joking.
Sandra nudged him again.
Peeler?
I paused to look at him. Arvin shifted in his seat, put off by my sudden eye contact.
Peelers, yeah. Some 20-odd years ago, a pair of skinless bodies were found in one of the mainland's lakes. I forgot which one. Rumors spread that there was something horrible skulking around in the woods, peeling skin off of people.
Is that so?
I put my fire poker down. He nodded.
Yeah, but it's all tall tale kind of thing. The bodies couldn't be identified. My bet was they were missing hikers who just decomposed kind of funny.
Imagine that. I'd become folklore.
Tell me more about these peelers.
Both of them seemed a little unnerved by my interest, but I think they could forgive a lonely crone for acting eccentric.
Well, there's not really much else to say, really.
Arwen shrugged.
People think there's just a boogeyman who steals skins, basically.
And there's a little gift shop, Sandra said.
A gift shop? Erwin smirked. I mean, I'd call it more of a glorified truck stop. There's a store that sells Peeler-themed bumper stickers and figurines.
Really?
Sandra rummaged in her backpack.
We actually bought one.
She held up an Algene with the sticker, a gray lizard with yellow eyes wearing a human skin onesie, the face peeling back like a hoodie.
The Peeler is a reptile?
I asked.
Well, no one really knows for sure, but because lizards shed their skin and whatnot, it's kind of the imagery that stuck, I guess.
A flare of disgust welled up. I hadn't expected to feel insulted.
That's a rather stupid...
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Assumption. Have you ever seen any lizards in the forest around here? That doesn't make any sense.
They both looked at me with wide eyes.
Whoever drew that must have never walked a day through these woods.
Arvin blinked.
Well, what do you think a Peeler ought to look like?
I looked outside my window and forced a chuckle.
I don't know. A bloody squirrel?
They both passed out, leaning against each other, facing the smoldering embers. I grabbed the fire poker, with its glowing red end, and jabbed at their bare feet and ankles in various spots, just to make sure they were out cold. Sandra must have weighed only about 150 pounds. She was easy to lift down to the basement, where I hooked her back ribs onto my skinning rack. Both her lungs deflated with a satisfying hiss. I unsheathed my talons and ran them across my palm. A fresh peeling always made me feel so wonderfully alive. I feel like I was dead, like I had a hangover worse than the night after MCAT, where I drank a whole bottle of whiskey between a pal and a teacher's aide.
Sandy, babe?
I shook my girlfriend awake. Her whole face looked bloated.
Huh?
Do you feel all right?
I feel fine, yeah.
She patted her swollen cheeks for a second, and then eyed me funny.
Arv, you look like shit. What happened?
Peering down, I could see a huge vomit stain on my sweater.
Great.
I flexed my hands and tried to see if they were as puffy as Sandy's.
Fuck,
I said. We were roofied? It took a lot of willpower just to sit up on the bed. I didn't remember turning in for the night. Sandra wasn't nearly as groggy as me, so she packed our things and gave me a bunch of Tylenol. For about an hour, we sat on pins and needles, listening for any hint of Cheryl in the other room.
Was she going to lunge in with a knife and start making demands? Was this an attempted kidnapping?
But apart from the old house creak, the cabin was completely silent.
I don't see her anywhere.
Sandra opened our bedroom door and peeked into the main room.
Should we make a run for it?
There were multiple instances where I almost tripped down the slope. The hill felt far steeper going down than up. Fiery pain kept shooting across blisters on my leg, too. It got me thinking that maybe I had been stung by something venomous in my sleep. Maybe that's why I felt so hungover.
It could have been a poisonous spider, I said. Maybe that's why I feel so weird.
A spider?
Sandy thought about it.
Yeah, that could make sense.
It was a little bizarre how nonchalant she was, though it was probably from the shock. The swelling was making her voice sound different too, and it stilted her movements.
Sandy, if you need a sec, we could catch our breath at the next turn. We could take a minute to pause.
No, let's keep going.
She briefly looked at her palms, flipping them back and forth, then smoothing them over.
Maybe we were both bitten by something. That must be why I'm so puffy.
After 30 minutes of continuous escape, my headache and general grogginess passed away. I no longer felt like I was hungover, more like I had just had a bad sleep. And Sandy's swelling had also started to fade. She was beginning to look more like herself. As we hiked at a more relaxed pace, I tried to guess what had happened. Initially, I thought we were roofied, but I didn't understand the motivation. What would an old woman want with two college graduates? I theorized that Caroline was colluding with someone, organizing a ransom maybe, or that perhaps she was just straight up crazy. Sandy disagreed with me though. She really did think it was some intense spider that bit us. And for that hour and a half that we lingered in her cabin, Cheryl had left to grab something or just went for a walk.
It's probably a benign coincidence like that.
You really think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a med student.
Sandy punched my shoulder. Occam's razor and all that. She had never called me the med student before, or hit my shoulder, but I took her point. We both had ugly-looking spider bites on our legs, and our bodies were reacting strangely to something. It had to have been some kind of venomous bug. I felt a little bad for ghosting on our gracious host, but what can you do? The main path soon revealed itself, guiding us back to the southern parking lot. My beat-up Wrangler was still exactly where I left it, looking dustier than I would have expected for a two-night hike. Sandy became strangely distant near the end of our hike. She wouldn't really respond to any of my comments or questions about our night at the cabin, like she was focusing on a song in her head. When we entered the car, she pulled out my Nalgene bottle and pointed at the lizard sticker.
We're going to that gift shop.
I blinked. We are?
I left something there. I need it back.
You did?
The last time we visited.
What was it?
A personal item. God, Arvin, why are you so nosy?
Without pushing it much further, I agreed to stop by that cheesy gift shop. It was right over in the nearby town. Al's Souvenirs was what the store was called. When we arrived, the door was open, but the front counter was empty.
I guess we'll wait and see if there's a lost and found.
I peered over the counter to look for any signs of the owner, and then... crash. A ceramic lizard laid on the ground, its head laid shattered to pieces. Sandy grabbed another two figurines and hurled them across the room.
Sandy, what are you?
She broke away from me and toppled a whole shelf of ceramics. A crazed look seized her eyes. Her pupils looked narrower.
Sandy!
I tried to grab her by the wrists, but she leapt with a spin, knocking down a rack of sunglasses. A squat, bearded man ran in holding his hat.
The hell's going on?
I stood completely baffled, watching Sandy do a loop around the store, knocking over more merchandise before running out the exit.
You think this is funny?
The bearded owner yanking me by my arm, pinning me down.
You think this is a joke?
I stayed to explain to Al that my girlfriend was having a manic episode or something because we were both recently poisoned. He probably thought we were high, which is fair to assume. I was super apologetic and even let him charge me for the merchandise, which maxed out my Visa, but that was a problem for a later time. The real concern was that Sandy had just ran off. She was nowhere by the gift shop or the car. I couldn't see the orange of her jacket peeking between any of the trees around me. She was just gone. Apologizing further, I asked Al if he could help me call the local police, and he did. When the cops arrived, they were far more serious than expected. Like Cheryl had said, there was a lot of missing people cases in this town. They clearly had not solved very many. I was taken in for an interrogation. As the last person who saw her, I was considered a prime suspect. I shouldn't have told them about the night before.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
But I felt like I had to. I told the police everything that had happened around Cheryl, her cabin, the spider bites, the human rib cage, everything. They commissioned a helicopter to fly to the coordinates I had for the rib cage, but they didn't find any remains. And they didn't find any cabin. They thought my story was a lie. I was forced to stay a horrific night in jail, where I second-guessed all the events of the past few hours. I was certain that meeting Cheryl and visiting her cabin had all actually happened, but at the same time, no longer quite certain at all. My dad came up the following morning to accompany me out, but the sheriff just jacked up the cost of my bail to something astronomical. So my dad went back to the city to get a hold of a lawyer. All I could do was pray from a jail cell, hoping that Sandy showed up somewhere alive. On my second night behind bars, when I felt like I was at my lowest point in all this, she visited me. She had come to my cell by herself, still wearing the same flannel I saw her wear 3 nights ago. She was smiling, unperturbed by my presence behind bars, as if she was expecting me here all along. I could barely believe my eyes. Cherylene? She grabbed a hold of the bars and brought up her face.
Boy there, I appreciate you visiting my cabin, young man.
I could see soot and grime along her clothes, as if she had just scurried inside through a vent. How did she get here anyways?
I've come to talk some sense into that gift store owner and set the record straight. I have to thank you for that.
Across her hands were a whole bunch of stitches I did not think were there when I stayed at her cabin. Did her hands always look so mangled?
Cheryl, have you spoken to the police? You could really help me out right now.
She pulled away from my cell and massaged her hands.
I was wrong about there not being any lizards here in the Northwest. There's actually at least two very small species that come out during the summer, and they do molt out of their old skin. So I see the comparison. It makes sense.
I came up to the bars to make sure I was hearing right.
What makes sense?
But the folklore is still not very accurate. Not at all. I don't think I would quite describe the form as a lizard, much less a molting one. But I'll let you be the judge. You'll be the first to tell them all.
Tell them all what?
She extended both of her arms towards me, and I heard a tearing sound. I watched as long black talons emerged from Sherilyn's palms, scrunching the skin up on her hands like a set of ill-fitting gloves. Using those claws, she then jabbed into her own neck and slit her throat in front of me. I fell into the corner of my cell. I watched as Sherilyn continued to slice away her throat until she could pull her own head off like a mask and cleave apart her chest like an old jacket. What emerged was a black, coiled, glistening thing. Hair and cilia everywhere, like a spider folding up into the shape of a person. The spider unfolded and stood on four massive legs. The face, if you could call it a face, stared at me with what had to be a dozen set of eyes above a large set of clenching mandibles. The mandibles vibrated. Between them, I heard Sandy's voice.
Does this look like a lizard to you?
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.